to talk about the issue of black blood. So the Mishnah tells us that the etzim there's only four colors of red that are aser, but in addition, black is aser. The Gemara says because shachar edom hu el shalaka. The etzim is straight red blood, but it was luck, it turned colors to black. So that's a metzias that you find in about 1% of women. They find that they have black blood. How does that happen? There's an unusually high acidic pH in the uterus, and that causes the hemoglobin to break down, and it turns into something called hematin, which is very close to black. So there's one point here, just to talk about, just the lumdus, is so what? So what if it turns colors? If it turns colors, why is it there for Pashas of the Gemara, since it started off as red, therefore it's aser. Where it says, Edom el shalaka, and therefore, of course, it's aser. I mean, even though the color is not red, but it started off red, so therefore it's aser. So that's strange in Lamdas, because the Chayro, all the colors started off red. Blood is always red. There's no such thing as blood that's not red. Blood itself, when it starts off, what happens? So it gets mixed with other things. Other parts, the lining, the mucus, different things it gets mixed with, and the color changes. But l'chera, everything should be adam melech halakha. If it has any red in it whatsoever, if it has any brownness or orangeness to it, you should say, oh, there's some red here, or melech halakha. Everything should be aser. Beprat shver b'mechazal. Mechazal, there were even actual reds, real reds that were mutter. Real reds that weren't one of the four shades, and Chazal say are mutter. Ayavad is red, so everything's red but laka. What makes it that this were matter because it's a mixture of something else? It's brown. It's the wrong type of brown, and yet this, which is black, completely not red, we say that it started off as red, right? So maybe if this is true, maybe we should, you know, reevaluate all marrows and say, let's do a test on them. You know, add some hydrogen peroxide and you'll be able to tell, is there any blood present in this marrow? And based on that, we'll probably come out asking everything. So what's the lumdus? So the chayro, what you have to say is that, the way I explained it, is that it's adam shalaka, meaning it's 100% pure blood. There's nothing mixed in here. This is regular blood. It's just that the blood itself, mineu be, has changed colors. As opposed to if you have a tannish color, something that has some components of blood in it, but it's mixed with other things, and now it's no longer looks like blood. So you could say that when it's mixed with other liquids, other fluids, so now we're going to call that tahar. Why? Because it's not actually defined as blood anymore, because it really isn't pure blood. It has components of blood in it, but it's not pure blood. It's similar things you find, like by kachim, the din of dam. To be dam kachim, if dam gets mixed into water, the question is, does it still look like blood? If it still looks like blood, we say it's blood. If not, we say, not that there's no blood in it, there is blood in it, but since there's water in it, so that's going to be mevatel, the blood. Right, the other way you find in mikvos. In mikvos, we want to know, does this have a din of water? So the shail is, does it have a mara of water? Does it look like water? If it looks like water, so it has a din legabi mikveh as water. If it doesn't look like water, so we're not going to be down in as water. It goes by the look, but the look is just defining the mixture. But without a mixture, so if it's pure blood, it's just changed color, so that's what we're going to call aser. So l'chayra has to be. In the Metzius, it has to be. There's a shayla in the poskim about what do you do if you have a mara, the dam came out, and the first moment you look at this mara, it looks like a good color of brown, the type of brown that we would call mutter. You don't see any redness in it. But later when you look at it again, the blood, the mara, whatever it is, spreads through the fabric, through the batik cloth, and you see that at the edges, the borders of the mara, of the stain, it looks red. So what's the din? And I looked at it, it looked like a good color, but now it looks like it's not a good color anymore. So what's the halacha? So first, what's the metzias? The metzias is, any good chemist will tell you, something called chromatography, that different substances move, have different abilities to move through fabric, to travel through whatever it is, the little spaces in the fabric, and to be drawn into, absorbed into the fabric. And in Mela, even though at the beginning it's one color, and everything's mixed in a smooth way together, but when it sits on the fabric, so there's really different chemical components of this mixture. There's a little bit of blood and a little bit of mucus in it. Now, of course, mucus does not travel very well through anything, whereas blood, you know, it's built to travel through all the different tissue in the body. And mamela travels very nicely through bedika cloth, and mamela spreads more. So therefore, at the edges of the stain, you're going to see it's going to be more red. And now you're going to see the red. So what's the din? So according to what we've been saying, it's pasha, it's going to be mutter, because the point is when the blood was in her body, it was in a state that the redness wasn't nicker. You couldn't tell that it was red. And therefore, even though there really is some blood in it, there's some blood mixed in there, but still it's tar because it's tarovus, and therefore that tarovus, we don't give it a din of blood, and the male is tar. I later on, you separate it. Okay, who cares? You separate it on the bedika cloth. It's not on the woman's body. So it's pashit, it's tar. So that's what's pashit. The Chacham Tzvi writes that. There is a bach that's cholik. The bach says not that way. The bach says that if you see it turns red later, that shows, oh, there really was blood there, but it was hidden. Problem is, there's no real way to understand the bach. If the bach is true, everything should be aser. You know, Bach might have understood the Matthias differently. I assume he understood the Matthias differently. The MS, that would make a big chumra, but in general, the assumption is we go like the Chacham Tzvi, and we assume everything is the way you see it. The way you see it immediately, that's the way you assume it was in the woman's body, and based on that, you paskin. The only nafkamina is, the one nafkamina I would say is that Mori Hara usually, especially if they see a wet, fresh mara, the second they see it, after they paskin, they throw it in the garbage. Throw in the garbage, so they shouldn't have to worry about the bach. They see it later; they'll still probably make it, but they'll have to go against the bach. Now, in the halacha l'maisa, black blood. So, we already mentioned pasha tefeirish that it's aser. Now, what does it look like? So, I only sought one particular woman who actually, her regular period blood was black blood. Black blood, if you look at it, you just say that's black. That's all you see would be black. If you look very carefully, especially if you don't look at a collection of it, you don't look at it when it's thick, it looks really black. If you look at it when it's very thin, you could tell it's not mamish black. It's more of like a Coca-Cola black. You know, Coca-Cola black. Coca-Cola, if you have to color it, you say black, but if you look at it closely, you see it's really a little bit brownish. It's an extremely dark brown. That's very close to black, but it's not mamish black. So therefore, yeah.
Like coffee? Like a dark coffee?
No, a good deal darker than coffee.
Okay.
Right? Coffee, if you see coffee on a shirt, right, it's not, you wouldn't even call it black. You call it brown, probably, right? This you would call black. And anyone would call this black. It's just, you look at it, you see this is, it's not ink black. So the chorus pashat is aser, right? Because the Gemara says, and this dam shalaka. Also, the Gemara says not the Gemara says, but the poskims definitely say, that anything that's nota to shachar is aser. Right? It's not just the shachar that's aser. Even if it's nota to shachar is aser. So therefore the chorus pashat is aser. What's strange is, I know this happens, but the Avich asking the Shaila, he was very bothered, came to me after he already went for a psak, and went to a Rav, and the Rav passed him this mutter. He says, why is it mutter? He says, it's not straight black. he said to him, but this is my wife's regular period blood. He says, it's still mutter. This is not straight black. So he was very bothered by that. It's always good that every so often people are just like bothered. This doesn't make any sense. How could this be mutter? She's getting her period. You can tell me we could be together. Like, so Baruch Hashem, he asked, and the emesis, I think, was just totally wrong. I don't know. My assumption, my limit is he didn't understand the Metzias. The person passing didn't understand the Metzias. Could be just didn't care about the Metzias. That he just thought, oh, this isn't black. Oh, so the Maisa can't be true. The Metzias is that it's straight blood. If this is mutter, how is there anything that's lucka that's Aser? Oh, so what was he thinking? What was he supposed to think? I didn't talk to him. What was he thinking? So I assume what he was thinking is that there's one Mekel here, it's Malbushe Tara, it's an older Sefer, didn't know anything about what I'm talking about in the modern Metzias Advarim. But even without the Metzias, L'chayr is beferish in the Shulchan Aruch that anything note to Shachar is Aser. So this is definitely note to the Shachar. No one would give this any color besides for black. So how could it be Mekel? So Malbushi Tar has a kula. He says, look in the Gemara. The Gemara says that the color is the color of ink. It's an ink color. Ink, I know ink is black. The male ink is black, says Malbushi Tar. In a chenami, we're not bekiyim and everything, but legabe this, I'm a baki. It says anything noted to Shachar, but I'm a baki. We're all bekiyim. We all know what ink looks like. Regular cash on the Shulchan Aruch. Don't we all know what ink looks like? So it's not true that anything notes to Shachar. Okay, he says, no. He says, notes to Shachar means something that looks so much like ink you can't tell the difference. But this is Bechlal, not notes to Shachar, because it's not like ink. Ink, I'm a bucky, and this is, if you look closely, you could see that this color is not actually the color of ink. It's actually a very, very dark brown. So that's the taina. I've heard this taina said that some say that black has to be mamish black like ink. So just in Shulchan Aruch it's shver, because it says nota l'shachar. It's interesting. The Trumas Hadeshin is quoted in the Shach, because Trumas Hadeshin Simon Reish Mem Vav that says if it's a gray but a very slight gray, he says the way he says it is that if you do a bedika, and after the bedika, huchal livnanusa, it becomes like a little bit like a dirty white. It becomes a white, but it's not. It started off as a straight white. Now it's a little grayish. It's like grayish there. So it says the Trumas Hadeshen, that's still aser, because this is note to the Shachar. So the Shach is cholik, he's saying that, which is just huchal livnanusa. It's a very, very weak gray. That's going to be tahar. So that's what we see in the poskim, and that's what's beikar in svarim is that something that's a very weak gray, you know. So that's going to be tahar. We find a real gray. Let's say an actual gray, not something you'd call black, something called gray, but just it's you know, regular color gray, something everyone would call gray. So then you have to aser. So that is a question that I could legitimately hear both ways. The Darchei Tshuva says that is aser. Rav Vazner Shev Halevi, Chelkei Simon Kofav, says he assumes that's mutter. But they're just talking when it's gray. It's clearly a gray color. When it becomes a color that's clearly noted to Shachar, so that is, you know, this Malbushi Tara's Mekel is very, very strange coolie. You know, to be tofis that is an amazing, you know, amazing jump of avas kulos to do such a thing. The real problem is pasha that etzem it's a kares, it's mamish dam. What do you do with the Gemara though? What do you do with the Gemara that seems to say it's like ink? The Gemara says like ink. And it says, if it's diha mikan, dimmer than ink, it's tahar. Amuk mikan, stronger than ink. Amuk from ink is tame, and diha, weaker, l'chayr, that means weaker than ink is tar. Okay, so what do you do? I'm telling this metzias. This is the metzias. So what do you do? So lots we say. One thing very pasha to say is that over here we're talking about a black. The only thing not black in it, when you look at it, is that it's a tiny bit still red. And at least what I saw, it's red turning black. So the one thing that's not totally black about it is it's a tiny bit red. So it's funny even in the Gemara that's what the Gemara means. L'chayra, I would suggest it's not even what the Gemara meant. They meant legabe, the blackness in it. You know, they weren't talking, you didn't want to talk about gray. Gray is better than not a sign of blood. This color is a sign of blood. It's a black that's a little bit still reddish because it started as blood. The other points possible to be miyashev is, first of all, ink. I was saying ink like we know exactly what ink is. We know what ink on a paper is. That's not what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara is clear. It's talking about the ink before you write with it. The ink before you write with it has different ingredients in it. The ingredient that's left on the paper when it dries is the charcoal that's made from, which is straight black. But there are other things in ink. You know, there's olive oil goes into ink. I'm saying ancient ink. There could be other things in ink just to make it to make it stick the right way on the paper, to make it work well in the pen. It doesn't have to be 100% straight black. The emesis, if it's straight black, you got to ask the Gemara, what does it mean blacker than black? If amok midyo means blacker than ink, and ink means what I think ink is, there's nothing blacker than ink. Right? I don't know, I mean, I've never seen anything blacker than ink in my life. You know, it's straight black. The other point is that it's not so pashut what amok and diha means. Amok, we're saying, is blacker than black. It's not necessarily what it means. And one thing amok could mean and diha, as opposed to diha, is in colors. You could talk about what the color is, but you could also call about how deep the color is, right? Like the Gemara talks about yain mazik. Yain mazik is only when it's one part wine diluted with two parts water. But if it's more diluted than one cup of wine, if it's one cup of wine with three cups of water, that color will be tahar. Now the color is going to be the exact same color. If you're talking about what the hue of the color is, it's the same exact color. Why? Because water doesn't have any color of its own. So it's the same color, it just means it's thinner. The color is a weaker color. So that also could be, it doesn't have to do, it could be the Gemara is not addressing the color, how black it is, but how deep the black is, right? Like Coca-Cola, I said it's black, right? Okay, you could talk about, especially if you water down the Coca-Cola, it'll get a slightly weaker black. And still the color could be the same color, but it gets somewhat weaker. The other point that's not clear is b'chlal what those words mean. Amak and diha, we assume we know what they mean, but not everyone agrees. Right? The Zerubbeinu Chananel and Rashbam, they both write the exact opposite. They say amak mikan means lighter. When we talk about something, if it's diha from Dio, it's tahar. That means if it's actually darker than Dio, if it's lighter than Dio, that's when we say that it's tame. How could that be? So they say it's like by tzeras. By tzeras, what does the word amok mean? We say it's ma'arehu amok min ha'ar. Means it's lighter. Because of its lightness, it looks deeper. We're looking how deep it looks. Right? So if it's lighter, it's deeper. Okay, I don't know if visually I can 100% tell you how we would estimate this, but that things that are dark look rays, and things that are light look like they're deeper. So in Merilo, it means the exact opposite. So could that be? So maybe it could be, and it's nice that it should be that. It's an interesting thing. You know, it says, the Gemara says if it's like a zayas, it's tahar. Like a black zayas, it's tahar. If it's the color of a black grape, it's tummy. So I looked at black olives. They look to me 100% black. I don't know. I look at grapes, to me. Tell me your thoughts. They look a little bit less black than black olives, black grapes. So it's interesting the Gemara says that. You know, the Gemara says like a raven. Interesting, it says like a raven is tahar. So I was really bothered by that. So I don't know exactly what it means. But one thing is clear. You know, I actually have looked at raven feathers. They actually are not the straight black that the raven is at a distance. Okay, whatever it is that it's definitely not so clear from Chazal what they're talking about. And to say that this is not black and it's not Nota L'Shachar is, I think, absurd. And with Pasha, it's just once you know the Metzias, if you know the Metzias very well, that this is actually pure straight blood, this is her period she's getting, some of this is exactly what motivated Chazal. So, this is not red, but this is one of the colors of menstrual bleeding. And therefore, it's Tameh. You know, you have to Zilbas or Taima. So that's Pashat. What about yellow? Move on to yellow. Yellow is tahar. What could be more tahar than yellow? As the Beis Yosef says, there's only two things that are tahar, is lavan and yellow. So yellow, of course, you can't start up with. It's the feirish and the gemara that we hold yellow is a tahar color. It's yarok. It's tahar. So really, there should be nothing to talk about. The strange thing is that there are poskim who are machmor yellow. Let's talk about this. Why would someone get such a chumran? What to do about it? So where does it come from? It comes from a Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos on Daf Lamed Aleph. So the Gemara says, the famous Gemara that Rabbi Zeira says, Afilu Roos Tipus Dam Kechardol is Tami. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, there's Yesh Mefarshim that even if they see blood, the color of Chardol is yellow, it's Tami. Right? Very much like the Lashon Rabban, who understood that part of the Gezeira of Benos Yisrael is also Lagabe colors, that we don't see colors, and we're more machmer on colors of Zman Hazeh. So even though Yark and Chazal is Mutter, but this was a Chumra, later Chumra. So that's Yesh Mefarshim. Okay. A Yesh Mefarshim and a Risho Nakur Lahalacha. Doesn't do much. Shouldn't do much. The problem is, Rabbeinu Yonah says, that's not Pshat. Don't tell me that's Pshat. Don't say the color is like Chardol. If the color was like Chardol, that would be Asur Min HaTaira. Clearly, that's not what Rav Zeira was talking about, because yellow is one of the Arba Maros. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah writes. You see Rabbeinu Yonah, you're like, what is it talking about? So Berkshan is a Me'iri, and the Me'iri spells out what's going on here. He says, yellow is the color of Keren Karkom, the brightness of Karkom, saffron. How does he know that? So you get to Gemara in Chulin Mem Zayin that says Marika, a spice called Marika, still a big spice, Majorca, and it's made from saffron, and it's a yellow color. It's a yellow color. This is a common spice. You know, in the medieval times was this Marika made from saffron. Some Mela. It's yellow. It's a yellow, described as being yellow, like the color of the yellow of the yolk of an egg. And this is must be the color of Keren Karkom, and therefore it's Aser. The problem is what is pointed out, is that L'chaira, hard to say this, but they didn't actually, you know, they weren't living in places where they were actually producing the Majorca. They were importing this sort of spice, but actually, this is not what saffron flour looks like. The actual saffron flour, the Gemara is very clear. We're talking about the flour when it's fresh, right immediately when it's been cut. The way it is fresh, and that's the thing that's known is that you know, saffron. We don't use it so much now because it's very expensive, and they have artificial, you know, things to replace it with, like, you know, turmeric is used to replace it, but. The saffron itself is straight red. It's just that as it dries, they dry it and it turns yellow, and then they crush it and make it into yellow spice. That happens to be the macias. But there's no question that the actual color is red, and karkum in Chazal is a reddish. It's talking about this red color. So therefore, that was Rabbeinu Yonah says, l'maisa, it's not brought l'halacha, and therefore it's not something that we should worry about, right? He has to go and he has to say that when the Gemara talks about yarok, the Gemara is talking about green. Okay? Yesh kaze shita. What's surprising is that some take it because the Chachmas Adam picked up on this, and the Chachmas Adam says, you're right, we're not going to totally change halacha, but on a hefsek tara, hefsek tara is very chamer, you have to prove that her bleeding stopped. On a hefsek tara, we're going to be more machmer, and here we're going to be machmer and choshesh for Rabbeinu Yonah, and we'll aser a yellow color. This is something that many have taken by yellow, and bechlal to be more machmer by a hefsek tara. Some are more makel the first day, some are more makel the first 3 days, on a moch. Some I've done shimush by some rabbanim. They have a very complicated system. You know, this is okay for day 4, this is okay for day 2, this is okay even for a hefsek tara. They have whole complexity in a sugya, making things very complicated with different things, different shittos. So, off the bat, definitely doesn't seem to make any sense, right? Why doesn't it seem to make any sense? Because, of course, if you have a chash that this is one of the Arba Maros, it's Asur. I don't care when she sees it. I don't care if she sees it when she's Tahar. If you think if it might be one of the Arba Maros, we know the halacha is straight in Shulchan Aruch. Any blood that is no dead at all. We don't see Maros. We're not Bikim. If we have any chash, this could possibly be one of the Maros of Dam, we have to Asur. That's it. The door is shut. If you believe that this might be of the Arba Maros, you're not sure about yourself, it's clear from Shulchan Aruch that's Asr even if she's Becheskes Tar. There's no question about that. There's no Heter whatsoever. If you're sure it's Mutter, if you're not sure, it's always Asr. So what's this middle ground? It's very, very strange. The even bigger Pella here is what he's trying to sell us on, which is that you have to be more machmer because it's on a hefsek tara. Hefsek tara, more machmer. So how would that make sense? What would the svar on that be? So l'chayr, what you would think the svar is she's going from cheskas tuma to cheskas tara. You're changing chazakos. So let's talk. Does that make sense to say, therefore, let's be more machmer? Right, sort of say, in a superficial, shallow lamdasha take on things. Okay, that makes more sense. You're going against chazaka, it's more machmer, let's throw in more chumras, right? Sort of a shallow type of learning, type take on things. First of all, is it true? Bechlal, so the post can talk a lot about if this is such a thing is true. Can you say that a chazaka could be machriya a halacha? Right, chazakas are machriya certain sveikos, that's for sure. But if I have machlokes between the Rambam and the Rush, or here between the Poskim and Rabbeinu Yonah, can I say the chazaka is machriya like one side? So there's Achronim write that basically not. Basically the answer is not, because it's not the sort of thing that chazakas do. But because you can't say that one Rishon was right or wrong based on your chazaka. It's not the sort of thing you could be machriya. But then this is a much more basic question here. Right? More basic question. Let's say it is true. Let's say a chazaka could be machriya halacha. The Rukiv Eger, even though the Chorim will go and say that chazaka can't be machriya halacha, but there is one shita, Rukiv Eger, this well-known shita, is the Ran in Kedushin Dahei. Seems to have a shita that a chazaka could be machri halacha. Why? Because the Gemara has a suffix. What's the din of nasan hu v'amrehi? I can't say over the whole case. If you learn kedushin, maybe you remember it. It's a suffix kedushin. A kedushin that the Gemara has a suffix. What the halacha is about? The wasn't clear how to paskin. If it's nasan hu v'amrehi, it's a ma'aser kedushin. And there is chalukei deos, what's the halacha? Is this a kedusha or not kedusha? So the Ryan says, since the woman is becheskas penuya, becheskas heter, so let's keep her becheskas heter on her, and therefore let's paskin in the suffix. If this is kedusha, let's paskin lekula. So he says, so this is mentioned as, we see there is some room for a chazaka to paskin shayla. Shayla sounds like it's a sfeik as a dino, we could paskin based on a chazaka. So that could be. Could be, it's not the ikar for sure, but there is such a shita. Problem is, it's not at all what's going on here, because a woman is tmeya 100% chi of karis until she's tovo. And if a suffix comes up in the tvila, right, you say that she has a cheskas tuma, and therefore, if there's a suffix, you have to go lachumra. Therefore, even if she sees down on day six, she's becheskas tuma, and we should have to be machma. If you believe that becheskas tuma, you have to be machma in this color, you always have to be machma in this color, because she's always becheskas tuma. The whole thing's not true. What's the Hefsek Tara? Hefsek Tara, all that's going on is that you have to prove she has been flowing red blood. We have to prove that something changed. So if we didn't check, we assume she's still flowing red blood. This is what we call a Cheskes HaGuf. It's not a Cheskes HaDin. It's not that the din is the din's staying the same either way, but it's Cheskes HaGuf. Assume that nothing changed from what we saw. Yesterday I saw she's flowing red blood. Today she's flowing red blood. That's what the Chazaka tells you. You can't say since yesterday she was flowing red blood and it changed and became yellow blood, therefore I'm going to assume that today she's also flowing red blood. I, to me, it looks yellow, but I go like Rabbeinu Yonah and say that yellow is really the same as red. It's the Chazak to say it didn't change, it did change. And your just question is, what's the halach? Is this mutter or asr? So to say Chazak somehow works, I don't understand it at all. So many did not understand it, and I think many poskim just do straight. I know they asked the Briska Rav. He says it's one psak. It doesn't whatever you hold makes no difference. Marsham writes that Archos Rabbeinu, and that's the much more in Lamdas is really nothing. I don't have anything to say. I'll also point out if something's yellow, you should know it's a doctor will tell you it's an infection. She has some sort of infection. This is coming from like to ask her else need to stem absurd. Look, last point, just talk about the issue of lighting. Right, there's a halacha daf chaf. The Gemara says ain't bodkim ela b'chama ubetzel yado. When you check the color of the dam, it has to be in sunlight and in the shadow of his hand. For some reason, Maros are very sensitive to what type of light you're using. If you use an incandescent bulb, it's going to look much more usser than if you look in sunlight. Just because of the amount of redness in the light that's hitting it, it's going to change what the color is. And therefore, whenever there's a suffix in Maros, you have to look in the sunlight, but not the direct sunlight, which is going to make it look too tahar, but in the shaded sunlight. So that's the din that you can't look in the nighttime. It's Gemara Megillah Daf Yudalev that Abigail brought a shayla to David at night, and he said he can't paskin Maros at night. So it seems like you can't paskin. The minhag is we do paskin based on a ravid. Ravid says that when was it that we couldn't paskin? That's when they were seeing really precise differences in colors. But today, when we're asking anything that's no tzel adam, so mamela, the lighting doesn't make such a difference anymore. So therefore, one could say you could look at night. The emes is, of course, it's not mamish true, because you'll see, things look different. Whatever your cutoff point is, everyone has a cutoff point, and that cutoff point is going to look different in day or night. So lemaisa, what the practice is, if it's absolutely pasha to the posek that this is mutter, it'll be mutter even at night. But if it's not absolutely partial, he has to wait for the daytime. Also, there's another Gemara. There's a Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin where it's not talking about a posek who's paskining Maros. It just says the woman herself, when she's checking her Vedika cloth, she shouldn't be bodek la'ar haner. It says Muguna. It's Muguna if a woman checks la'ar haner. And there it doesn't mean to paskin the shayla. It just means to look if the chlal is anything there. So if you don't have a good light, so you're going to miss the whole shayla. I once I didn't have a light around. I was looking at something in my car's light at night. And I thought, yeah, I don't see anything here. And I looked at a better light, and I saw, yeah, there's something there that's not good. You know, you really don't see it. So one thing for sure is that the posuk has to see it in very good light, even if it's at night. And then, if there's any suffix, you should wait till the daytime to look at it to get the exact shade of the color. But if it looks pashut, it's mutter, so you can be makel even at night.